Hi, I'm Marisa McClellan, creator of Food in Jars.
And I'm Joy Manning, a writer focused on food and health.
Welcome to Local Mouthful. We're here to talk shop with obsessed home cooks everywhere. This week, we're talking about air fryer tofu, cooking frozen chicken breasts, and stress snacking. But first, let's compare notes on something we read this week. It's really kind of a nothing throwaway little article, but I thought it was interesting, particularly in light of our later topic about stress snacking. But CNN felt like it was newsworthy enough to write an article about how, as Americans waited for election results to roll in on Tuesday and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday as well, that they were soothing their anxieties with snacks and alcohol, which, on the one hand, of course we were. Like, that is how you soothe your stresses, you know? Not everyone is a, hey, let me go do a workout to soothe my anxiety.
When I looked over that article, I was like, cookies, check. Chinese food, check. Ice cream, check. I am eating all of those things.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of my election cookies before the election is called.
Oh, no.
I'll have to bake more.
I have made two of the same chocolate cake recently, in part because I was trying to figure out a recipe, but also who doesn't need some chocolate cake around right now? And on Tuesday afternoon, Scott ran out to Target. And now things have been a little weird in my neighborhood. Everything is all plywooded up because of the election and because of the issues around the police shooting in West Philly recently. Everything's been closing by like 5, you know, as they're afraid of violence. And so he went to Target in the afternoon thinking, well, maybe I'll get some ice cream. There was no ice cream left. And the CNN article confirms that that was the case across much of the country.
Right. I tried to plan for comfort food eating. Like when I did make a meal plan this week, even though I have been really falling off my meal plan. And even this week's meal plan has not been going according to plan exactly. Yeah. Like on election night, I planned to have pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But my pizza dough strangely didn't rise. I don't know what the heck happened.
I guess maybe your yeast, maybe the water was too hot. Who knows?
Obviously, I've been very distracted all week. I could have just screwed it up when I was mixing it together. I also used white whole wheat flour, which I have not really used before. So I don't know. Maybe that's just, I don't know. Whatever the case, the pizza dough was kaput. I couldn't use it. And instead, I turned to like a Chinese food dish, which I'll talk about in our next segment.
Okay.
But definitely cookies. I made chocolate chip oatmeal cookies. We have plenty of ice cream in the freezer. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's what's happening. And we're going to talk more
What did you all eat on election night?
I don't even remember at this point.
It seems like a long time ago.
It does seem like a long time ago. We had tofu fried rice. So probably much like what you ate. It's strange times, friends.
So did Scott ever find ice cream?
No, everything is closed in our neighborhood and he didn't want to go to multiple places. So there was no ice cream.
Oh well, at least you had cake.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was kind of a timely, interesting thing. And I will say, I would like to give myself a gold star for like never once even thinking about drinking alcohol through this mess.
You know, there was one point where I thought, if I was, you know, I could have a beer, but then I knew that if I opened one, it would not taste good to me. Like, where would I have gotten one? And then I was like, eh, too much trouble. I'm tired enough as it is.
Yeah. I definitely feel like it would only, for me, it would be worse if I were drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
I am hitting the sparkly water kind of hard and the regular water. I just think water makes everything better. So that's
I agree.
go-to drink. But check it out. Let us know what you ate on election night. If you were eating if you tried to plan something that you would feel was comforting or I don't know.
Yeah. So tell me about what you made on election night since your pizza dough didn't work.
Okay, so pizza dough ruined. What I did was, you know, we have the air fryer now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Denise, Local Mouthful listener who sent it to me. It's definitely been getting a workout. And I did tofu in it for another recipe. I cut it into small cubes, just barely filmed it with a little oil and, you know, salt and pepper. And it was like beautiful. like beautiful restaurant-y fried tofu quality, you know. And so I had it in my mind that I wanted to do something with that again. And I don't remember whether I talked about this last week because my brain is like not working on that well. But Dan and I recently got Chinese takeout for delivery. Or I guess we picked it up, but you know what I mean. Like American style, like not fancy, not Szechuan. Because I was dying for broccoli and garlic sauce.
Mm.
You know that dish from like a Chinese American restaurant?
Yeah.
I don't know if you also love it. I can't even remember the name. It's like a place on East Passyunk that is just your very typical like corner Chinese takeout place.
Yeah.
So I got broccoli and garlic sauce from there and I did really enjoy it. And so when the pizza went south, I was like, I want something like that. But obviously I don't have all the ingredients I need. I didn't even have broccoli, but I was thinking about the tofu that I had made and I started searching around on the internet for some kind of like, Chinese inspired, tofu stir fry, where you glazed your fried tofu in like some kind of like sweet sticky sauce,
yeah,
basically. And I found, you know, I don't have a lot of the things that you might typically need for that. I don't have dark soy sauce. I don't have, Shaoxing wine. So I was obviously looking for like the most stripped down recipe I could find. And I went to, I ended up on the website, the vegan blog, It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken, which I've said before on the show, I've had mixed results with, but it was a sweet and spicy tofu.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very basic. It was just like water, soy sauce, sugar, sriracha. And I think that's kind of it.
Hmm.
And you just sort of like boil it to like make it. Oh, and then you whisk in cornstarch at the end. And I thought it like really hit the spot, actually.
Yeah.
Then being on an air fryer spree, I air fried Brussels sprouts and like added that to the mix and put it over my all time fave white rice. And it really hit the spot for me.
I'm so glad.
Was it fancy? No. Could it have used some scallions or like could it have been more complex? Absolutely. But I really enjoyed it.
You know, and sometimes that's all that matters. It doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to have all the, you know, most authentic flourishes, but it does have to satisfy. And it sounds like it did that for you.
And if you enjoy tofu, like the air fryer is almost worth it just for the tofu.
Yeah. I do a lot of the dry frying of tofu, which really often hits that spot for me, but it's not the same as it doesn't get super crisp, but it does give you that little bit of texture on the outside, which I love.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, you know, the book, is it Chinese Soul Food or, it came out a couple years ago, Chinese Family. Anyway, I'm totally screwing up the name. There was a great Chinese home cooking cookbook that came out a couple of years ago. And there's a vegetarian. She's working on a vegetarian one that's coming out soon.
Oh, cool.
And I bet that I'll find the proper name and the link and we'll put it in the show notes. But I feel like that would be probably a good one for you, Joy.
I've been into this website lately called Walks of Life. Mm. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's a family that used to run Chinese restaurants and now they have this food blog. And it just has a lot of interesting stuff on it. I've been checking it out a lot. I'll put it in the show notes. This is what happened. After I ate the broccoli and garlic sauce, I was like, I have to be able to make this for myself. This is one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
And I found they seem to have like a recipe that I want to try. And so that's when I started looking at everything on their site. But I do need a couple ingredients. But, you know, I'll share the link. It's a cool comprehensive website. I like it.
Sounds great. So let me tell you a little bit about a recent discovery I've had. So because of the way grocery shopping works these days, and I am still eating meat, you know, I have a lot of chicken in the freezer because that's something that I default to for, you know, dinners for the boys, dinners for us fairly, you know, maybe twice a week. So fairly regularly. And often the day gets away from me and I didn't defrost it. And then I think, well, should I just get takeout and make eggs for the boys? And sometimes that happens, but I have discovered, just a method for cooking frozen, chicken breasts that is really working
from frozen.
From frozen. That's really proving to be pretty successful for me. And it's nothing special, but it feels like it's like it opens up some vistas, which is really useful. And so what I do is I, you know, pry them out of the package. I tend to buy them at Costco. So they come in like a 3-pack. It's a blister pack. So you just kind of, I run enough, warm water over it to get it out of the package. And then I put it in sort of a deep baking dish. And I put a little bit of water into the baking dish and I just gently salt the chicken just to impart what flavor I can in this process and cover it with foil and put it. I do it in the toaster oven, not the big oven, because I'm going to run it for a while and it feels like a more energy efficient way to do it. But if you're doing a lot more than I am, you can do it in the oven. But basically I just bake it covered in foil, at 375 degrees for like an hour and a half. And when you're all done, it is really tender. It doesn't slice so much as it shreds, but it's perfect for like tacos, perfect for feeding to babies, mixing into soup. And it's just like an easy, it's not fast, but it's the thing I can do at 4 o'clock to have dinner ready for the babies at 5:30 that I don't have to think about. The other nice thing is that, you know, the toaster oven, you set an amount of time that it bakes for and then it's done. So it shuts itself off. There's no kind of checking or making sure that it has, that it doesn't burn. And it is just working for me right now. And I thought that other people might appreciate that method. And, you know, I put them in rock solid, totally frozen. And that's why it takes so long. But, it's a nice sort of just put it in and stop thinking about it for an hour and a half.
That's such a common stumbling block, meant to take it out of the freezer and forgot.
Yeah.
You know, that anything that helps you work around that, I think is very helpful.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm surprised that it doesn't get overcooked though.
It's the tight seal of the foil and the little bit of water. And so it basically it's steaming and poaching a little bit. And so it is really tender. And the thing too is that if you stop it too early, it's tough. And so like you have to really go for that full amount of time until it shreds and then it sort of re-moisturizes itself, which is strange, but it really works well. Cause one time I took one piece out that was done, but it wasn't shreddable yet. And it was a little bit rubbery.
It also sounds like you're putting them into moist applications,
yes,
like soup and
or tacos.
When you put them in tacos, yeah, you give them a sauce.
I just take the cooking juices that are left, put them in a pan to kind of just texturize a little bit, and add some taco seasoning.
Hmm.
I always have a bag of Penzi's taco seasoning around because it's a really delicious shortcut seasoning situation.
Well, I'm sure that that's going to come in handy for some listeners.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, I got so tired of trying to defrost chicken in the microwave because it always cooks. It gets uneven. It gets rubbery on the edges. It's terrible. This is a much better tasting option.
Yeah. And also, I think that what you see on the internet for defrosting chicken fast in that situation is to run, continuously run water over it, which, you know,
would never fly in your household.
Right. You don't want to necessarily be doing that in your way. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Of course. So we talked a little bit about our election night stress snacking, but let's talk about stress snacking a little more generally. How are you doing?
I've just been eating continually.
Yeah.
Like however long this is going to take, this will be the longest amount of time I have not been chewing on something when I've been conscious, when I've been awake. Like usually I eat frequently. I typically eat breakfast, second breakfast, lunch, then let's call it hors d'oeuvres that I have in the late afternoon before dinner, and then most of the time some kind of dessert. So mm-hmm. Like I typically am eating a lot, but now it's like just a continual stream of like whatever, dates, peanuts, peanut butter out of the container, crackers with vegan cheese, crackers with hummus, crackers with nothing on them, popcorn, you know, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
Ice cream. I've been known to take ice cream out of the container recently. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're not putting it in a dish.
Just like most people. Eating it out of the
carton. Cold pieces of roasted butternut squash. Not butternut squash. I'm sorry. My brain is really not here. Delicata squash just cold out of the fridge. Yesterday, I was like, oh, let's try kale chips in the air fryer. That works great, actually, by the way. But it's just like, this has been snacking every 10 minutes while I'm awake for days.
It sounds like your snacking's been pretty healthy, though.
I only have healthy stuff in my house, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not Ben and Jerry's vegan ice cream not included.
Well, you know, I have definitely been doing my fair share of snacking. I made the mistake. I went to Trader Joe's on Monday to do a pre-election grocery stock up. And I definitely bought some snacks that I probably shouldn't have. So, like, I got their – they have these cornbread crisp crackers that are deadly. They're so good. And I got those, and I've eaten half the bag. I, you know, got their thick corn chips that have the elote seasoning on them, which are so good. And,
wow. Yeah. I want that.
They're really good.
I don't know. I think I've mentioned this to you, but I have this aspiration of becoming like an outdoor biker.
Uh-huh.
Mainly so I can go to Trader Joe's. I used to take the bus to Trader Joe's. Who knows when we're going to get on the bus again. I could walk there, but it would take me an hour each way. Biking is the obvious solution.
You don't want to drive?
Yeah, I drove to a scene the other day, and I was like, this stinks.
Well, at least with Trader Joe's, there's parking. A scene doesn't have parking.
But there's street parking. Parking was the least of my issues when I was driving to a scene. There was, like, trash trucks. At the end of the day, I was like, I could walk here faster.
I'm so used to driving in the city, although I hardly drive anymore. I mean, I drive, like, once every 3 weeks, but...
Meanwhile, bikes were scooting around me the whole time.
Yeah.
This is, like, a big goal I have for myself. I'm tired of letting fear stop me. I want a bike with a basket. I'm going to Trader Joe's. I'm putting those corn snacks that you just described right in my bike. And I'm going as many times as I want.
That's right. All right. I like it.
That's the
plan. I support
plan.
This plan. Let's see. What other things have I been snacking on? About a month ago, I went to Costco and bought a big thing of mixed nuts. I'm still working on those. I've been...
Oh, that's another thing that I... We have lots of nuts around the house. I just, like, put them directly in my mouth. Like, raw.
I have been sort of noodling around with a chocolate apple butter cake recipe, and so I've made that a couple times, and luckily I have some neighbors who I've handed off big hunks of it too, so that it's not around too much. I have been eating a lot of apples with peanut butter. That's, you know, on the healthier side.
Scott, that's a regular snack for me.
Scott bought some clearance Halloween candy, so that's been problematic. We definitely have 3 pounds of candy corn in the apartment at the moment. Maybe 2.5 pounds. We'll see.
I've also been eating handfuls of chocolate chips. Those little chocolate discs that you use for baking and stuff. Just handfuls of those. I got a tablespoon of, like, a soup spoon of peanut butter that Dan made. It was fresh and warm. And I was like, you know what this needs? Like a dozen mini chips on it. I have not snacked like this since I was a child.
It is a stressful time. So just so everyone knows, we're recording this on Friday morning, Friday, November 6th. The election has not been called yet. Hopefully by the time this airs next week, there will be a presumptive winner, even if there are recounts going on. But it's a rough period of time right now, not knowing, at this point we can assume that Biden is going to win. But we can't
jinx it.
We can't. There are no guarantees. And there's no guarantees that once that announcement has been made that there won't be violence. I heard, you know, Trump has said that he won't concede no matter what the outcome. And, you know, you don't have to concede in order to lose. But it would make things a lot nicer. Earlier this morning, Scott showed me the John McCain's concession speech from 2008. And it was so kind and so honorable. And it just reminds you of what can happen in a system where there's grown-ups in charge.
We're obviously not going to see something like that happen.
No. If you need the comfort of a good concession speech, don't count on, you know, this election. Go watch that one from John McCain. It was pretty lovely. So definitely comfort food is, on an all-time high right now. Tonight for dinner, I'm actually making something that is my super comfort dish.
What?
In my family, it's known as Ruth's Chicken and Rice. I think I probably talked about this. When I was growing up, so the Unitarian Church that I grew up in, when I was a kid, had all of the kid choirs met on Monday nights for practice. And before the, so like the kid vocal choirs, the kid handbell choirs, and before they met, there was a family potluck. You know, this would not be sustainable in today's sort of busy, busy life. But, you know, in the late 80s and, early 90s, it was a great thing. And so once a week we had this potluck with a bunch of people from the Unitarian Church, and, it rotated. So you'd always bring a dish, but then one family would be in charge of the main dish. And, Ruth Llewellyn Dix, who was the director of religious education at the First Unitarian Church of Portland, Oregon in the late 80s and early 90s, this was her dish. And I think it had to be something from like Campbell's soup. It's rice, it's cream of mushroom soup, it's a packet of Lipton's onion soup mix, and it's chicken. And so basically, you layer rice on the bottom. I always do it with brown rice to make it a little bit more nutritious. You whisk together the cream of mushroom soup with the onion soup mix. I do use the cream of mushroom soup now. I don't use the onion soup mix. I just use dehydrated onions and garlic powder. And then you arrange the chicken pieces on top of the rice, and then you pour this liquid slurry on top, and you cover it with foil, and you bake it. And, you know, basically the rice absorbs all that flavor. The chicken lends itself to the rice and the liquid. And then you uncover it in the last like 15 minutes to let the chicken crisp. And it is creamy and savory and, you know, comforting from the rice, and the chicken kind of pulls apart. It is so good. It is one.
Is there skin on the chicken?
You are supposed to leave the skin on. I typically take it off to make it a little less greasy, because it can be a little bit much. But it's delicious. And then I was actually thinking about sneaking chopped kale into it, which I don't know how Scott would feel, but I figured like if I really finely chopped the kale and then added it to the liquid, that it would just kind of fleck everything with green and make...
Almost be an herb.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it's... It hits every comfort food, like, receptor in my brain.
Yeah, it's so good. I bet. I don't know what I'm making for dinner tonight. I think I scheduled mac and cheese, but I don't know if I'm going to still want it later. Maybe I will. Who knows? I don't know what I'm going to want one second to the next right now.
I understand that. I do. I really do. Yeah. Oh, speaking of comfort food, last night we had baked potatoes, which... And I want to talk more about those next week, because it deserves a whole segment to itself. But, oh, a big
Love
old
a baked potato
with a bunch of vegetables on top and some cheese. It was, again, it, you know, just soothed the frenzied neuroreceptors in my brain, and was, you know, full of fiber and produce and good for you too. So I don't think that every comfort snacky thing has to be, bad, but it's all good. Whatever you need to get through this moment is okay.
I interviewed a nutritionist yesterday for a story, and she told me all of her clients canceled for the week. Nobody wants to be accountable.
Well, you know what? I think the whole world deserves a pass right now. We'll all get back to eating healthfully again soon. Can I tell you about what I'm loving right now? Speaking of Trader
Please
Joe's.
Please do.
So I'm sure I've mentioned this on the show before, but I am totally obsessed with the Trader Joe's corn salsa. It's a tomatoless corn salsa. It's basically just, you know, a tangy sweet corn. There's some onions in there. There's some spice seeds. I think there's some coriander seeds. And it's just, it's not even real spicy, but it's just so good. We had burrito, like a fajita salad the other night, and we heaped it on. We put it on the baked potatoes last night. I had been out of it for a while because it's been hard to get to Trader Joe's. And so, when I made a run earlier this week, I bought 3 jars and we're almost through one. I should have bought 4. It's one of those things that I really just love having around. My mom is a big fan of it too. And she puts big spoonfuls on her bowls of chili when she makes a pot of chili. It's just one of those things that it's so delicious and can really perk up something that might be a little bit flat otherwise. Have you ever tried it?
I don't think so. It's yet another reason to bike to Trader Joe's. Well, I think we got to wrap up here, because you know what? I need to eat another cookie.
All right.
It's been 40 minutes.
We're a little short today, but you guys will forgive us. We're all preoccupied with the election. May everyone enjoy their snacks and be well this week.
And that's it for today's Local Mouthful.
Our thanks go out to Dan Call for editing the show, to Saul Rosenbaum for designing our logo, and to Raina Rose for providing the music. And thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe via iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Local Mouthful. Sign up for our newsletter, catch up on past episodes, and check out our show notes at localmouthful.com. Until next time, happy eating.